Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Achrimos, features an interesting mitzvah. That is a mitzvah which the Torah says, "Uvechukoseihem lo selecha," you shall not follow in their chukim. Now, what is a chuk? So in the Torah, a chuk is a mitzvah which does not have a clear and apparent reason. The most famous chuk is that of Paraduma, the Red Heifer, but many other mitzvahs fall into this category where the reason is not apparent and clear to us. So, for example, theft is obvious why it should be forbidden, and the reasoning is clear to us. Obviously, there are many depths that one can plumb that are way beyond human reasoning, and reasons that are not readily apparent. But the basic idea that theft is wrong, or murder is wrong, or these kinds of things, is readily apparent. However, other mitzvahs, the reasoning is not readily apparent, and to us they seem almost like rules that we have to follow, even if we don't really identify or understand them. The question becomes that if we are commanded not to follow in a chok, if we're not to follow in the statute, in the law without reason of the non-Jewish world, what exactly does that mean? We can understand if God, Hashem, gives us these chukim, these laws, and we may not understand the reasoning, so the Torah gives us these chukim. But what exactly is the idea of a chok, of a custom, shall we say, without apparent reason in the non-Jewish world? The truth of the matter is that we find many of these things throughout the non-Jewish world whose reasoning is somewhat unclear or very vague or is based on what seems to be silliness or has evolved over the years and so on and so forth. And one of the commentators point out and explains that the Torah is coming to tell us that when there is a custom in the non-Jewish world, even if it seems harmless, innocuous, and we are tempted to follow it because that's what the culture does and it's just good, clean, harmless fun, and why not do it? He says that we need to understand that we have to be very skeptical and wary of the source of this custom, because very often the sources for this custom are rooted in roots of impurity, of improper things. And while the opposite is true for the Torah, we have mitzvos that we follow and that come from the Torah, even if we don't understand the reasoning. The reasoning is vague, is not clear to us, but it's coming from Hashem who commanded us, so we know it's coming from a source of purity. But the flip side is true in the world around us. Very often these strange customs, whose reasoning is not clear, evolved out of sources of impurity. The truth of the matter is that we see this quite often in the non-Jewish world around us. Many of the customs, indeed, have their sources in less than ideal roots. And while I'm not going to get into all the details, but just as an example, many Christian holidays, the customs that take place during those holidays, indeed have their sources in paganism, in idolatry, in idolatrous cults, pagan cults, or in cults that were involved in sexual depravity and other things like that. And so when a person comes, just as an example, to Halloween and says, it's harmless, what's the big deal? If someone wants to go trick-or-treating and dress up, it's just good, clean fun, what's the big deal? The fact of the matter is, if you research it a little bit, that Halloween actually originated in a pagan, idolatrous holiday. Not something that a nice, good Jewish boy or girl wants to be involved with. So even though today may have evolved into just a custom whose roots are vague, and today it just seems like good, clean fun, and what's the big deal? Of course, if you're not throwing eggs at anyone. But the fact of the matter is that its roots are rooted in impure sources, in flat-out idolatry and paganism. And the Torah tells us that these things are forbidden. And so, when we look at the world around us, and we see customs, and we are tempted to perhaps engage in them, because, come on, that's what society does, and that's what the world around us does, and so what's the big deal, and it's harmless, we need to think twice, because the Torah is telling us that these things are not proper. And even if now they seem harmless, but they are connected to impurity. And therefore, we are engaging in these things, even though now it may seem harmless, but it's connected to tumah, to sources of impurity, often of idolatry and other similar, less than ideal things. As one contemporary rabbi once pointed out, if 75 years from now, or 100 years from now, when people have already begun to forget about Nazism and the Holocaust and so on, and of course you might be saying that'll never happen, but reality, the world around us shows otherwise, unfortunately, and some people in Germany decided to start a holiday where they would put swastikas on and put on little mustaches and march around goose-stepping around because some neo-Nazi started this custom 100 years ago, and it evolved into just this harmless goose-stepping around in this strange costume. Would you want your great-grandchildren to be involved in a custom like that? I sure hope not. Well, Even if today there are customs that seem rather harmless, but let's think about it. Maybe now it's harmless, but where is this coming from? It's coming from a source of idolatry, of paganism, of religions that often persecuted the Jewish people, murdered them for their beliefs, pillaged them, and attacked them, and persecuted them. Is that something we want to be affiliated with? The Torah tells us, of course you don't. And Hashem says, don't connect with this. Don't follow in these customs. So let's think twice before we engage in the culture around us, and let us try to, whatever degree possible, while we are part of society, but also not to get too involved in society and to just adopt the culture that we see around us. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.